The new movie, Pinheiro, tells the story of the late poet, playwright, actor, and criminal, Miguel Pinheiro. He died in 1988 when he was just 41 years old, after going from ghettos and prisons to Broadway and Hollywood. NPR's Mandalito Barco profiles the real Pinheiro.
Miguel Pinheiro was a New Yorican. He was born in Puerto Rico and grew up in New York in a family of 9 kids raised by their mother. He spent most of his life on the Lower East Side, Loisaida as it's known.
Downtown, uptown, midtown, cross town. His body was found all over town, seeking acres, seeking decors.
Miguel Pinheiro was captured performing his poetry in a 1978 documentary called Fried Shoes, Cooked Diamonds, alongside such legendary beat poets as Allen Ginsberg, William Burroughs, and Gregory Corso. Pinheiro's work not only reflected their influence, but also looked forward to hip-hop and poetry slams that came later.
But he died seeking because, seeking echoes. He died deaf, dumb, and blind. He died, 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 died. Died and he never found his cause, you see, because he never knew that he was because.
Pinheiro's work in the 1970s and 80s documented New York's pimps, hookers, and drug addicts. His friend and fellow New Yorican poet Miguel Algarin says it was a world in which Pinheiro thrived.
Mikey belonged to the street in the sense that he liked being out on that tar and concrete jungle. He liked the way the game felt on those streets. The daily game, right. It's a game.
Pinheiro's game of survival began in New York's barrios when he and his brothers and sisters had to steal to feed themselves. Miguel Pinheiro became a streetwise hustler who also wrote 12 full-length plays, 16 one-acts, and scores of poems which he performed in Lower East Side clubs and galleries.
I want to climb up on all these tenement skies. I want to dream my lungs out till I cry, and then you can scatter my ashes throughout the Lower East Side.
In fact, they were, after his death in June of 1988. The official cause was cirrhosis of the liver brought on by years of heroin use, but many suspect he had AIDS. By the time he was a teenager, Pinheiro was hustling older men for drugs and money on the streets of Times Square. Algarin says Pinheiro frequently wound up in jail.
He was really a much better artist than he was a thief, because he got caught stealing all the time, but he never got caught writing a poem. As a matter of fact, poetry provided him with avenues for making money, whereas the life of crime got him fame because he could put it on the page.
Hey man, what is it with you anyway?
While serving time in Sing Sing for armed robbery, Miguel Pinheiro began the play Short Eyes. It found its way to the late producer Joseph Papp, who liked it and put the play and Pinheiro on stage. It won an Obie, was nominated for 6 Tonys, and eventually became a feature film.
You're 33. 17 of those years you've been on this planet, you've been in jail. I mean, locked up. People have been telling you where to go, what to do, how to when to shave, when to shower, when to eat, when to sleep.
Pinheiro's evocation of prison life brought him to the attention of Hollywood. The renegade poet was soon cast to play assorted muggers, thugs, strip club owners, arms smugglers, and drug dealers in films and TV shows such as Beretta, Kojak, and Miami Vice.
Come on, you $400 a week cop.
One of Pinheiro's most memorable roles was as the darkly debonair Miami drug lord Calderon.
You're not gonna shoot me, are you? It's against the law. It's against the law.
Miguel was the real deal.
Actor Giancarlo Esposito worked with Pinheiro on Miami Vice and the 1981 film Fort Apache, The Bronx.
I mean, he's a guy who hardly even learned his lines. He just had to say it because he wasn't trying to act. He was just being who he really was. I mean, he would wander off in the middle of a scene because it was time for him to get his fix. He didn't give a about it. He didn't care.
Esposito says Pinheiro did seem to care about his old neighborhood, even after he achieved a measure of fame on the screen.
He would walk through the village after coming back from Hollywood, literally with handfuls of cash, and give it away. You know, here's a cat. He saves the bodega on the corner. He goes there and he gives them, I don't know, $3,000 to $5,000 in cash money because they can't pay their rent.
Such stories became part of the Pinheiro legend, and there were a lot of stories. Filmmaker Leon Itxaso collected many of them during his research for his new movie Pinheiro. Itxaso says that while Pinheiro's life fueled his poetry, it also hurt his legacy.
I always have the feeling that most of his best work was just, you know, left in shooting galleries and bars and, you know, after hours and rooftops and that sort of place, because it just went on nonstop.
In addition to the work that does survive, Pinheiro left behind the New Eurekan Poets Cafe, which he and Miguel Algarin founded in the 1970s. It became one of the birthplaces of the spoken word movement. After the new film opened, many of the younger poets Pinheiro inspired and some older ones who inspired him gathered at Joe's Pub to read from his works. Amiri Baraka was one of them.
In the beginning, God created the ghettos and slums, and God saw this was good, so God said, let there be more ghettos and slums.
Between readings, Reggie Gaines, who created Bring In the Noise, Bring In the Funk, spoke about what he learned from Pinheiro.
He made me realize it was poetry in the language that we speak. We didn't reflect on living in the projects, getting high, or listening to Superfly. I mean, we didn't know that was poetic. And so he made me realize that there's language in that experience that's visceral, imagery, full of metaphors, similes.
Good night, my love. Well, it's time to go.
Mandalit del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.
He died. Died seeking the cause. Seeking a cause. For the cause was dying seeking him.